Weekday Wake Up on the SVI Radio Network, Swift 98 and The Spur. The fourth annual Fighting Hunger Games Youth Can Food Drive is on the way, benefiting the Afton Food Pantry. Sierra Mitchell with the Food Pantry is with me in studio today. Sierra, it's always a pleasure. How are you today?
I'm doing so great, Duke. Thanks for having me this morning.
Absolutely. The fourth annual. Can you believe that?
I know. Isn't this so awesome?
It's crazy how time flies when you're having fun. So the Fighting Hunger Games, for those that have never heard of it before, What is it?
All right. Well, we're doing a little spin-off of, obviously, the Hunger Games, but we're fighting hunger. We're using our youth to do a lot of work. They're going to go door to door, collect food donations that will come to the Afton Food Pantry, and then we're going to spend lots of time organizing, sorting, dating, and getting all this food prepared for the fall and winter season, which are busiest seasons of the year. We've made this a healthy competition between communities. And we're going to use our youth. This is really driven by our youth. So it's super cool that these kids get to give back with their time and effort. And all the food that comes in will go to help local families in need.
Perfect. So if I understand this correctly, the youth will come around early to leave bags and or a flyer on the door, right? And then they come back to pick it up?
Yes. So October 1st, all the youth will go from Grover, Auburn, all the way to Smoot. And they're going to hang a door hanger on your door. It's a friendly reminder of when this food drive will happen and what items we need and or do not need. Because the do not needs count against your community. You can't give us expired food because we can't use it. So October 1st, door hangers should be on your doorstep. And then October 8th, starting at 7, the youth will come around and start to gather all the donations you set right back out on your doorstep for us.
Perfect. And then it all goes to the Afton Food Pantry. You mentioned it's a friendly competition.
Yes.
And so tell us the Fighting Hunger Game districts.
Yes. So District 1, Smoot. District 2, Osmond and Fairview. We put them together. District 3, Afton, who is also the reigning champion. So we'll see if they have a little upset this year. District 4, we paired Grover and Auburn together. So those are our four districts. Our tribunes will go out, set out your door hanger, pick up your food the next week, and we'll see who can reign as the top dog in our community in Upper Valley.
Love it. So again, tomorrow, October 1st, you should start seeing those door hangers. And then next week on Tuesday the 8th from 7 to 9 p.m., have that food out on your door, and they'll be around to pick it up for you. You don't even have to take it to the food pantry.
No,
that's the
you
best
just
part.
Set it on your doorstep. I will tell you, we have hosted this event in blizzards, in beautiful weather. It is held at nighttime, so it is tricky for our youth to see those donations. Sometimes leaving a light on totally helps. But I will tell you, our youth do their very best. They're putting out over 5,000 door hangers, and they're picking up, we hope, 5,000 doorsteps. But it is sometimes your food donations get missed, and we are so sorry about that. If that happens, you'll see myself or Sam Linford's name on the door hanger. Give us a text. We'll swing by. You can also drop your food off to the town hall in Afton. You can get it directly to our pantry. We will be there Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. We're living there at this time of the year. This food drive takes over 60% of our total volunteer hours just to tackle this food drive. It's huge, we hope. And so we're there a lot through this food drive. And then you can also drop at the bin at Brolam's. So if they get missed, which sometimes they do, please let us know. And we'll do our part to get those donations from you.
Fighting Hunger Games Food Drive, October 8th, 7 to 9 p.m. Sierra, you mentioned some of the needs are going to be on the flyer that will be left on the doorstep. Outline those for us today. What do you really need at the pantry?
Yeah, we really need soups, canned meats, pastas, always in our top four. Cereals, our biggest needed item. And then I always tell people, what you eat the most of is exactly what our patrons eat, except beans. We don't need a lot of beans right now. We really have a lot of beans, so if the community would not donate those, that'd be great, but we'll take them anyway. And one of the biggest things we ask is that you check the dates before you donate. We cannot give out or keep anything older than October of 2023. Food banks rule are a year ago today. And so when we host this drive, anything in October and beyond of the year 23, we have to just discard. We'll have to give it to animals. We'll have to find other ways to offload it or the garbage can. Please check your dates before you donate. We love donations, but it does make quite a bit of work when several items will come in past expiration. The Can to Be is a 1982. Ooh. So that is the reigning champ. We have received a 1982 can of tomatoes. And no, I promise you, we had to open it. It does not look good. The kids laughed that was older than me at the pantry. So it's true.
Not by much, though.
No, not by much. Just a few years. Yeah. But I don't know who was holding on to that, but bless their heart. But the pantry cannot use that item. And so please just check your dates. And like I say, anything you eat a lot of, consider donating. Some items get missed. Baking supplies don't get donated often. Hygiene items don't get donated, so we're constantly buying those. Things like toilet paper. Remember, we count in this food drive, we count every usable item. So if you happen to donate a case of 24 packs of ramen, that gets you 24 points for your team. So, or your district, I should say. So usable items is what we calculate. We also take diapers, wipes, things like that. We have had people put out fresh vegetables and some fresh eggs. We'll pick those up too. So yeah, set them on your doorstep, leave a light on for the youth. If they get missed, let us know. But really, this food drive strategically comes at this time because our numbers are on the rise. Going into the holiday season, our numbers hit the highest they will of all the year's time. And people don't know, but we've watched it for 8 years. As an election year happens, our numbers go up as things get a little uncertain. And so we're bracing to help roughly 40 families per week through the winter months.
The need is there. Help where you can. The Fighting Hunger Games Food Drive, Youth Can Food Drive, October 8th. That's next week. Flyers will be around tomorrow. Sierra Mitchell on the SVI Radio Network. And again, encourage everyone to support this. Let's say someone has a lot of food, but they want to eat it themselves. And maybe they're going to donate financially. How can people just give you some money
those
instead?
Those are the best kind of donations. So our financial ways of donating are going to be listed on that door hanger we strategically put on your doorstep. We have Venmo. We have our website, aftonfoodpantry.com, which lists all sorts of financial ways you can donate. Or you're welcome to leave an envelope taped to the door hanger, and those come in too, and we definitely receive those. So there's so many great ways to donate financially. Those financial donations help us to buy what doesn't come during this food drive. And so whatever we're lacking the most of, we'll take those dollars and go purchase it. It's also strategic that we do this around case lot sales. So Brolam's will have a bin up starting today, I believe. And you can, as you case lot for your own household, you can put it in there or save it for your doorstep, however you want to do that. But those financial donations cover the gaps. It helps us to purchase what did not come in during this food drive.
All right, that's Sierra Mitchell, Afton Food Pantry, 4th Annual Fighting Hunger Games Youth Can Food Drive, next week, Tuesday, October 8th, 7 to 9 p.m. Sierra, anything we missed?
May the cans be ever filling the pantry.
Love it. Again, October 8th, it's all part of the weekday wake-up on SVI Radio.